Reruns are nothing unusual in the television and film industry, except that is when what's being rerun is not a sitcom, but a high-profile union election. The Screen Actors Guild will announce tomorrow the results of a new mail-in election for the union's national officers, after the first vote last November was thrown out. And as NPR's Andy Bowers reports from Los Angeles, the contest between the two well-known candidates for guild president has turned ugly.
The woman who won the first guild election is better known to TV viewers as a little girl.
Hi, Mary. Hi, Ma.
Would you mind telling me where you've been?
Well, I've been with Amelia. We've been doing our homework together.
Oh, then you apologize.
Yes, ma'am.
Melissa Gilbert played Laura Ingalls Wilder on the 70s series Little House on the Prairie. And for the moment, she's the president of the Screen Actors Guild, or SAG as it's usually called. The woman Gilbert defeated last year is also best known for a role she played around the same time Gilbert was on the prairie.
Got any more toast?
Rudy ate half a loaf of toast already.
Well, Mary, I'm eating a lot of toast because I'm not allowed bread on my diet.
That's Valerie Harper, a.k.a. Rhoda, the fast-talking neighbor on The Mary Tyler Moore Show. After she lost the earlier SAG election, Harper's allies alleged that actors in the New York local got slightly different ballots than other members and had two extra voting days. Kent McCord, best known for his role on the police drama Adam 12, was elected SAG treasurer in the disputed vote, but he's an ally of Harper's, and McCord pushed for the whole election to be thrown out, despite his own victory.
I felt that it was incumbent upon me to bring to the attention of the Guild that this had not been a uniform, fair election. And the elections committee looked at this, they saw that there was an abuse, and they did require a rerun of this election.
But Melissa Gilbert's supporters have convinced the U.S. Labor Department to investigate, because they say that elections committee was made up of Valerie Harper partisans. Gilbert's side says the New York ballots merely lacked a signature line, and that a signature was not required. Mike Farrell, best known for his roles in the TV shows MASH and Providence, is the Guild's first vice president and a Gilbert supporter.
It had absolutely no bearing on the outcome of the election. So to overturn an election based on something as frivolous as that, it seems to me, suggests an ulterior motive.
And what might that be?
The wrong person won.
This bitter dispute has exposed a deep schism within SAG. Harper represents a faction that feels the union for years was not tough enough in negotiations with other Hollywood groups. Anita Bush is the former editor of the Hollywood Reporter newspaper.
They were the rebels. They were the ones saying, you know, let's take a harder line approach when dealing with the talent agents and the producers and the studios.
Bush says Gilbert represents a more moderate approach, and the two factions have now found the perfect election issue to fight about, a proposed new contract between actors and their agents, which Gilbert recently helped negotiate. Talent agents are advocates for actors. And for 60 years, SAG has insisted that talent agencies not be owned, even in part, by companies that hire actors. But major agencies say they need new investment, and the proposed SAG deal would allow up to 20% of a talent agency to be owned by advertisers and smaller Hollywood production companies. Major movie studios and networks could not take part. But advertisers themselves hire a lot of actors for commercials, and they sponsor TV shows. Harper has denounced the proposal as a conflict of interest, and her supporter Kent McCord agrees.
It's laughable. A Procter & Gamble can buy into a talent agency. A producer can buy into a talent agency. Those people who control the hiring and firing of talent can buy into a talent agency.
One fear is that, for example, an agency part-owned by Coke would not make its actors available for Pepsi commercials. Nonsense, says Gilbert supporter Mike Farrell. He points out that the agreement offers new protections to actors, including the right to leave agencies if they feel there's a conflict. And besides, says Farrell, since the previous agreement with agents has already expired, the agents could make even bigger changes unilaterally if actors reject this deal.
The only constraint that the agents will have in the future are those constraints that are built into the deal we've negotiated. And if the Screen Actors Guild membership refuses this deal, then it's Katie bar the door.
The results of the new SAG presidential race will be announced tomorrow and will offer a strong indication of how actors may vote in a few weeks on the deal with agents. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Los Angeles.